So if that doesn't prove to you guys the web we are creating within the financial world, you should probably hop on board now before it's too late.
We love you, by the way.
We do.
A lot.
A lot.
Back to episode 2 of the Saviors Podcast, your one-stop shop for all of your financial needs. Disclaimer, you're not liable for any actions that come from any advice of yours that you choose to take. Any advice we do give is purely opinion-based, and we are not financial advisors. You should invest your money where you see fit. Anyways, Ross.
Yeah.
Co-host.
Hey.
Welcome. What up?
Nothing much.
Let's get into Jeff Bezos. Let's hop right into it. Let's get into the meat of this conversation. Jeff Bezos stepped down as Amazon's CEO.
Okay.
Share your thoughts on that.
I mean, I think it's a good move for him, because he's still keeping, like, most of his position in Amazon, and I think he did it to get some heat off of him, because, like, everybody hates Jeff Bezos for some reason. Like, all of, like, the Democratic people. I mean, Republican people too. They just hate him because he's so rich.
Yeah.
So I think he's just trying to get, like, the spotlight off of him. I think it's a good move for him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think the future of Amazon is at all in any risk? Because let's make this clear. Amazon, Jeff Bezos has not completely lost control of Amazon. I believe he's still on, like, the executive.
No, he's on the executive board.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think the fate of Amazon is now, you know, in better hands, or, like, do you think Amazon's just going to plummet downhill after this?
No way. I mean, the Amazon's just going to, they're so big that they're just going to keep going up regardless. You could put, like, a monkey in charge, mm-hmm. and they would still get better and get bigger, because they're just, they have such control over everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's going to hurt them at all, honestly. Yeah. I don't think their stock went down at all.
Yeah, actually, I was kind of interested, because the second I heard that, I was like, oh, whoa. Because one of the things I feel like a lot of people, especially now with the pandemic, a lot of people associate Jeff Bezos and Amazon kind of under the same brand. So it's kind of going to be weird now to, I guess, have those two things separate.
Yeah.
Because Jeff Bezos is nothing without Amazon, and I mean, I'm not going to say Amazon is nothing without Jeff Bezos, but it's like he's a very big part of that, you know?
Yeah.
I
mean, he's doing fine financially, so I think...
You sure about that?
I saw something the other day that he made $90 billion during the pandemic, and so he could give each of his employees a $156,000 bonus and still have the same amount of money he had before the pandemic.
Jeez, that is, like, what do you even do with that type of money? Like, I don't even know where I would begin to spend that type of money.
I don't think it's possible to spend it all.
Yeah, but that's definitely, like, 100%, that's generational wealth. Like, you can't, like, I mean, unless you're, like, really, really dumb and, like, buy, like,
yeah,
just the dumbest things in the world. But that's, like, generational wealth, like, for the next 10 generations or so.
Well, what did we figure out? He could buy, like, every NFL,
oh, yeah,
MLB, and NBA team and still have money left over.
Yeah. And he'd be generating, like, profits and, like, revenue and, like, bonuses and shareholder stock,
yeah,
prices going up from there. So that's absolutely nuts that one person can control that much wealth. But I heard recently that apparently from this guy, have you ever heard of this guy named, like, Chamath Palihapitiya or something like that?
No.
He's Indian or something like that. He's, like, one of the beginning or, like, founding board member or something like that of Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's a billionaire, so he has hella money.
Yeah.
Hella money. And he owns this hedge fund. I think it's a hedge fund, but it's called, like, Social Capital.
Yeah.
And pretty much he was saying how he's, like, of course, in, like, the most elite of, like, Americans and, you know, just because of, like, financially where he's at. But he said apparently the top, there was, like, 150 people in the, like, in the world that control everything that goes on. And they are, like, all men, and like some other like demographic statistic that I forgot about. And they're all like it's like all like private wealth though. You know how, have you heard the thing where like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are like publicly the most rich people in the world, but
yeah,
privately there's like
private wealth, there's so much more money. Yeah,
like the, like I'm guessing like the,
like there's probably people in the Philippines that are like trillionaires.
Yeah, or like I heard this guy saying like something like the mafias or whatever.
Yeah,
they have like so much control, and like you can think even like back to like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Controlling all that oil and everything. And some people were saying, I was reading the comments, they were saying the families of like the banks, like JP Morgan.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. I wonder what the Rockefellers are doing, to be honest.
Probably all right.
I think so. But I was just thinking how that's absolutely absurd. How,
yeah,
if you think about it, money is influence, right? Like, it doesn't, like, no matter how, like, money can pretty much buy you whatever you want and control whoever you want. And we kind of see that in the real world, seeping through into like the whole like Robin Hood GameStop scandal.
Yeah.
And how still nobody has gone to jail for that, even though people, I'm sure, have lost millions and millions of dollars due to that whole fraud market manipulation thing going on.
Dave Portnoy's down like $3 million.
Yeah. But he's, oh, he sold off. Oh yeah. Did you hear about that?
He did?
Yeah, he sold off his all of his
stock. He said he was holding.
Yeah, he said he was holding, but earlier this week, apparently, he said, like, he sold off, and people were calling him out for it. But, I mean,
there was no way it was going to go back up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, it's kind of like, at a certain point, you kind of
what have to, if
to back your money, protect your money.
Dave Portnoy was a member of the hedge funds. And he was trying to manipulate the market so that he would make more money.
See, that would absolutely blow my mind.
That would blow my mind.
Bro, Dave Portnoy, I feel like he's like the people's champ of investing.
Yes.
He speaks for the retail investors.
He's, I agree, on our
side. He has a lot of money and a lot of influence, so that's why I feel like a lot of people speak. In my opinion, I feel like Dave Portnoy was like the biggest advocate of this whole like GameStop, taking down Robinhood movement, because he was going nuts on Twitter, especially. I know we were like reposting his stuff on Instagram, being like, "Yo, this is like fucked up" and everything like that. So I've gained a lot of respect for him ever since this whole.
I love Dave Portnoy.
Yeah. Do you watch his pizza review?
Oh, I've been watching him for years.
Bro, I went to, have you heard, I don't know if you remember, it was like one of his top ones. It's called like Luke Cali Pizza in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to that, my dad and I.
It's not like the best pizza ever.
It was, I think he rated it like a 9.3 out of 10.
Yeah, that's like the best pizza in New York.
Yeah, we went there and it was good. But my dad, he gave like a $20 tip on like a $30 pizza. It was just a good deed, but he didn't need to do that. But oh my god, we got it cold because we underestimated New York City traffic, so we were an hour late.
Jesus.
But no, that dude, that's also like kind of an example of, I was thinking, it's like the amount of money that guy probably pulls in off of just like doing like a 5-minute pizza review. You know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of sick. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even really interfere with his daily life. He just records himself eating a slice of pizza each day, and he pulls in a couple grand. Like, that would be sick to have.
He's got a podcast, though.
He does? Oh, he has multiple.
Yeah.
He's,
he does that one podcast with, like, all the TikTok people.
Yeah, Josh Richards.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird seeing him, like, interact with
people. It is really weird.
But, yeah.
He's just doing it because they're, like, popular right now.
Yeah, but I guess in a way you kind of got to respect it. Like, a man,
I respect it.
Man's getting his bread in his bag.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely know I would be. I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why he has so much. What is like net worth is like $100-120 million.
Yeah.
So I mean, that guy doesn't need to worry about money for a while. But maybe that's one of the reasons why he has gained so much money and everything like that, is because
he just does whatever he can do to make money.
Yeah, I think that's one of like the big traits, especially of like successful people, is they really don't give a fuck what other people think. Dave Portnoy does not care what you think about him.
Yeah.
And I mean, well, I, maybe, what do you think came first? The like, him being worth $100 million and then him not caring of what people think of him because, like, he has so much money, or he didn't care what people think of him and then he gained the $100 million.
I don't think he ever cared about what people...
You don't think so?
There's videos from, like, 10 years ago of him just being, like, the same exact person. Like,
I respect that.
I respect it a lot. So what you gotta do. If you're worried about what other people think, you're never gonna get where you wanna be.
Yeah, I was actually talking to him. He's probably gonna come on next episode.
Yeah.
Portnoy. Yeah.
Okay.
So for the viewers, we're gonna throw in a little bit of some, like, a fun game, I guess you could say. I don't know. Ross, describe what we're gonna do next, the next segment.
It's fuck, marry, kill, but with stocks.
Yes, sir.
So I'm gonna give Aiden 3 stocks, and he's gonna tell me which one he's in for the long term, which one he's in for the short term, and which one he's avoiding.
Yeah.
And we got 10 of them.
All right.
First one: Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas.
Okay. Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas. Right off the bat, I'm probably Under Armour, Adidas. I'm probably gonna have to go with Nike as, like, the Mary. Also, the long term.
Yeah.
Because Nike, I feel like, just has such big control and influence over the market. Like, they just have, like, the biggest. I mean, maybe it's because, like, I'm, like, a little closed minded because I live in the United States and I don't really pay attention that much to, like, the European, like, Asia, but I know at least in the United States, Nike has, like, the athletes on their, you know what I mean, on their team and sponsors. Like, they have Drake, they have Michael Jordan, they have LeBron James. Well, so they have.
Yeah, they have the Jordan brand.
Yeah, so I feel like Nike, just long term, it's like, at least in the culture of America, it's gonna be, at the minimum 100 years before you see anything Nike going away, because our generation grown up with Nike.
Yeah.
And Nike's just been that thing in America, so I'm gonna have to go with Nike long term, because I just see there's, like, no way. And plus, I feel like they're innovating each, like, with so many products, especially with their collaborations with, like, Off-White and everything like that.
Yeah.
The new people they're bringing onto their team, like the new athletes, I feel like what they're doing is, at least in the sporting space, is more innovative. And I believe, especially, like, when you visit a Nike store, you visit, like, their websites and the branding, I feel like they're just a better company. I'm gonna go with Adidas as the short term. I'm gonna fuck Adidas, because again, I'm like, although, like, I don't really pay attention that much to the European market, I do understand that they have some pretty big name athletes, and they even have, like, what, like, James Harden or something.
Yeah, they got Harden,
Lillard. I mean, even in swimming, they kind of they have Michelangelo.
They got
Michelangelo. So they might have Ben Proud too, but I don't remember. So I just know, like, especially with, like, football or soccer, as we would say, they have pretty big control over it. Under Armour, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like they just haven't really innovated that much. And, like, yeah, they have Brady and Curry, but, you know what I mean? Like, who walks in and you're like, yo, I got, like, new Under Armour shoes? Like, nobody says that.
Yeah, the only people that buy Curry's are, like, 8th graders.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, we pass that.
I agree with you on that one.
You agree?
I agree.
All right. Let me ask you the next list. So, BTC, Doge, and ETH. So, you want to describe to the viewers that do not know what any of those 3 stocks ticker symbols are? Because I totally do. So,
well, BTC is Bitcoin.
Okay.
ETH is Ethereum.
Ethereum or something,
yeah,
like that.
And then Dogecoin. I mean, they're all cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
Bitcoin. I gotta say, Bitcoin at this point is, I think I'd marry Ethereum.
Really?
I think I would.
Why?
Yeah, I think Bitcoin is overvalued right now.
You think so?
I don't think it's gonna go that much higher. I'd say I'd fuck Bitcoin. I would short term Bitcoin because it is.
There's a lot of hype. I agree.
There's a lot of hype right now, but I think, I mean, it's gonna go through like patterns, like every couple years, I think, mm-hmm. where it's gonna be up and then it's gonna go back down. But I go short term Bitcoin, long term Ethereum, and then I kill Doge because I mean, there's hype around it right now, and I think it'll have some good peaks for like maybe even a couple years, but it'll die off of it. I mean, it was created as a joke, so I don't think it has any real promise as far as growth goes. But I mean, short term, Doge isn't bad short term right now either. But I'm not gonna kill Bitcoin, so I gotta kill Doge.
I really don't know anything about Ethereum or whatever you called it, but I'd probably marry Bitcoin because I believe, I don't know, when you think of cryptocurrencies, I feel like most people automatically just default to Bitcoin. So, and when I think of that, I think of cryptocurrencies possibly becoming more useful in the future and possibly becoming more of a, like, you know, a popular currency used, especially with what we're seeing with, like,
I don't think we're ever going to use them.
You don't think we're ever going to use them?
No, I don't think we are. Because think about it. If you're selling me a car and I say, let's say each Bitcoin is worth $10,000 and it's a $50,000 car. Mm-hmm. So I'll say, I'll give you 5 Bitcoins at $10,000 a pop, and I'll pay for that car. Mm. The next day, those 5 Bitcoins could be worth, like, $9,000.
Yeah.
So then, I just paid you $45,000. Mm. So I don't think they're ever going to be able to use it as an actual currency. I think it's just going to be something traded.
See, I can't speak to that, I guess, because I'm not super educated on cryptocurrencies, but I know that a lot of companies and a lot of, like, famous investors or people who I regard as pretty intelligent have invested pretty heavily in cryptocurrencies. And I've seen a lot of videos saying, like, how you're, like, losing more money not investing in Bitcoin right now than you are, I guess, investing. Like, you're better off investing now than not investing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd probably go with marry Bitcoin. I guess, I mean, just probably because I just don't know anything about Ethereum, I'd probably kill Ethereum and then I'd marry or fuck Doge just to play off that hype.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright. I'll ask you the next one. This is a big one. Tesla, NIO, and CCIV.
All right. The battle of the EVs. So easy. Obviously, I do a lot of research on these three companies, and I'm very well informed on this space. I don't even know if I'd say I'm well informed, but I know what I want. So Tesla, easy. I'm going to have to go with that long term just because Tesla is not only a car manufacturing company. They have the solar. They have their whole battery stuff. They have their possible, like, self-driving technologies, everything like that. They're thinking about, like, a Tesla robot service, especially. I don't know if we spoke about the specs of the new Tesla Model S Plaid Plus, but it's, like, what? 200 miles per hour top speed in a family sedan, right? 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds, which makes it the fastest production car ever made.
Yep.
It has autopilot, so you don't have to drive the car, right? It looks sexy as fuck. And then it has a 500-mile range.
Yeah.
Over 500-mile range. So just off of that specs alone, and keep in mind with all the technology it has, and especially because it's you don't have to pay for gasoline or anything like that, and at the same time you're saving the world. I just believe Tesla has way too much to offer right now, especially with their innovation. So I'm going to go with Tesla long term. I'm going to go with NIO. I hate to say short term. You know, that's hard because NIO short term, I don't believe there's like a... Ross, what's your definition of short term? Like how many... What's the time span we're talking about?
Maybe 6 months.
6 months.
Max.
See, short-term CCIV, especially if it merges with Lucid Motors. I don't know if I really like Lucid Motors that much as a company, but I like the hype that's going around.
It's got so much hype.
So, yeah, I'm just playing off of that. So, I guess short-term, like, if we're talking, like, 2 months, CCIV definitely has way more growth potential. But at the same time, could just as easily plummet to, like, $10 and lose all of its value if the deal doesn't go through.
Yeah.
But I'd say probably your money is safer with NIO, just, like, one of the leading EV manufacturers in China. China has one of the biggest markets in the world. They have, like, technologies, like, innovative technologies that actually have vehicles in production that are on the streets right now. There's a lot of hype around it and the EV, so I'm going to just have to go with that. The Mary Tesla, fuck NIO, kill CCIV.
I think I would have to... If I could only go long term on one of them, I'd have to go. I think I'd marry NIO.
Really?
Because hear me out. Because if I have to go short term, I'd be able to make more money off of Tesla than NIO because Tesla is worth more.
Yeah.
Because it's, what is Tesla, like $850 a share?
Yeah, it's like a hovers right around there. Yeah.
So I think, well, because if I had the same amount of money to put into Tesla or NIO. Short term, I would make more money off of Tesla,
probably.
Hypothetically, because it's a bigger margin. And I mean, I think either one is safe, a safe play long term. I think NIO has a lot more growing to do.
Yeah.
CCIV, I don't believe in the hype around it.
Yeah.
But that's what I would do. I would marry NIO, fuck Tesla, and kill CCIV.
What do you think NIO's in 5 years from now? What do you see NIO? You know what? Let's do it a little bit shorter. In a year from now, what do you see NIO being?
What is it right now?
It's like 56.
Yeah. I think it could be triple digits.
Triple digits. I could see by the end of the year with, of course, if their productions and their deliveries and everything like that, and they come out with better technologies and they cut down on, they have better price margins, I could definitely see, honestly, by the end of this year, with the hype, especially around, like, the whole world trying to transition over towards EVs, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw NIO hit $100.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised about that. Definitely, I would be, honestly, I'd be more surprised if by the end of 2022, if NIO wasn't $100. Yeah. I would be more surprised to see that. So
I agree there.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next one. We have Airbnb, Royal Caribbean, and BB, which is
BlackBerry. So I'm going to have to kill BlackBerry.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I think I'd go... Short-term Royal Caribbean, long-term Airbnb. Because Airbnb, I think it's been blowing up lately, and I think it's going to continue to blow up even more. Especially with, like, everything that's going on, people are using Airbnb more than they're using hotels these days, probably. And I think that's going to start to be the trend, because it's just so convenient and better. So I think it's really good long term. And then Royal Caribbean, everyone's gonna want to go on vacation like at the end of this year, and even in the summer everyone's gonna be wanting to go on vacation. So I think once they start having more cruises and restrictions, as soon as, like, something big happens.
As soon as
something big happens in regards to COVID, like something comes out, like we're like 50% vaccinated or something, everyone's going to go out and everyone's going to travel. So I think Royal Caribbean would be a really good short term because everyone's going to want to be booking vacations and cruises. So I'd marry Airbnb, fuck Royal Caribbean, and kill BlackBerry.
I 100% agree with that list. And I do believe a lot of people are too scared right now of the, I guess, long-term potential maybe of these travel stocks. I personally believe, we're going to touch on this after, but might as well get into it now. I believe, especially like AAL, UAL, airline companies, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian Cruise Lines, I believe all those companies are pretty much going to take a pretty solid, like, you're going to see, like, some pretty noticeable rockets, I guess you could say, in the stock price. The second some good news comes out about the vaccines, I mean, you can look at it. The second, like, Moderna released its trials for, like, the vaccine that it was, like, 95% effective, and the Pfizer with whatever they did, like, literally you can look on the graphs in the same days. Like, whenever Pfizer released that, you notice a ginormous spike up in, like, a couple dollars of the price shares. When Moderna did that, you saw another giant spike up in the price shares. Right now, it's kind of shaky. Especially, I mean, obviously the vaccine's out, but the hype's died down around it. So I believe we just need a few more months, honestly. So that's why I'm saying late second quarter, early third quarter is when you're really going to see the airline shoot up. I just feel like they have a ton of potential, because the second people are healthy, the first thing they're going to want to do probably, I mean, that I can imagine most people would want to do, especially if they're vaccinated, is hop on a, like, go travel. Just, like, see their friends, see their families, go to concert, go to festivals.
I agree.
The number one thing, like, once people see that, they're all going to flock towards airlines and just invest from there. So that's kind of, like, that plays into our philosophies, like, we were talking about in the last episode. It's just seeing where the hype's going to go and kind of capitalizing off of that. So
I agree with that.
Yeah. Let's go into the next one.
Okay. Speaking of airlines, we've got American Airlines, AMC, and Netflix.
Netflix, okay. So 100%, I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna kill AMC short term, or like just in general. I'm gonna kill AMC. I'm gonna definitely fuck AAL. Short term. And then I'm going to marry Netflix long term. I don't even know if I have to go that deeply into that, but obviously AMC, it's kind of a dime business, you know. I mean,
it could. There's potential they get bought out.
There's potential, but that's again playing high risk, high reward. You know, I'm at least in this scenario, I kind of just prefer just to like. Netflix is just a good company. You know what I mean? Almost everybody has a Netflix account here, so why go against that? I'm gonna just go with the easy bet. Netflix, for the long term. AAL, I just described you exactly why it's the perfect short term play. I mean, it's maybe not perfect, but again, you had to
pretty darn good.
Forward. Yeah, I definitely would say so. And people are sleeping on it, so. Not much explaining to do there. Ross, what do you think about that?
I'm right there with you on that one.
Beautiful. All right. For last the last one, we have the Battle of the Titans. So we have Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft. What do you think?
Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft. I think I'm going to marry Amazon. Because, like I said, they have such a hold on, I mean, their industry with, like, the retail, not retail, but, like, online business and stuff like that. They pretty much control that industry. And now they're just going to keep branching out. Like, they're starting, like, a pharmaceutical. They're going in, like, the pharmaceutical direction. They're just going to start doing everything. Mm. And so I think, I mean, their stock price has gone up like crazy in the past couple of years, but I think it still has a lot more room to go. So I'm going to marry Amazon. I'm going to I think I'm going to fuck Apple.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Because there's a lot of hype around them with oh, dude, I don't know.
Well, I was going to say the Apple Car.
Apple Car.
You've heard about that,
yeah,
right? The Apple Car.
There's a lot of hype about him.
I you know, that's difficult because I don't know if you heard, but like I believe Microsoft is doing some type of, I forgot what they're doing with. Let me look it up. But Microsoft is doing something with some company that caused the stock price to kind of shoot up. I believe on like for Thursday or something like that.
Yeah.
Let me see. You know, okay. Yeah, I don't actually, but yeah. So apparently, Microsoft is doing something with some other company that I'm not 100% sure about. I'm trying to find it. But they've got some short potential too. But at the same time, you have to think about Apple. I mean, this is like the first one that's actually made me really consider what I would want to choose. Let me think. All right, so I'm probably gonna have to go with, you know, honestly, I might go with Apple.
I might kill Apple.
Really? I was gonna say I might marry Apple.
I think I might kill Apple.
Really? Well, because, dude, think, well, Amazon, I know there were some talks about how they're, like, the Biden administration or something like that is, like, thinking, like, I don't know, they're saying it's, like, a monopoly or something like that Amazon has. So they were saying, like, maybe they're going to try and break it up. So, I don't know. That kind of scares me. I do believe there's a lot of room for growth and, like, innovation. And, like, actually, I like what they're doing. They're branching out and doing a lot of things. But something about Amazon just kind of rubs me the wrong way. But Apple, I feel like it's just one of those companies where, like, you can just invest your money and you know in 5 years from now your money's going to be in a better place than when it was before. Because, like, you look around and, like, pretty much everybody you know has an Apple phone. You know what I mean? Like, Apple has created an environment where everything is just so easy and conducive, and it's just like a world-known brand. You know what I mean? Everybody knows what Apple is, and I just feel like that's just a safe bet. And I like what they're doing, trying to innovate with technology, so.
I don't know.
I do like Amazon short-term. Like, I definitely fuck Amazon. I'd kill Microsoft because I don't want to say they're, like, falling behind, but, I mean, I guess we're going very specific here, but, like, Microsoft has kind of been falling. But, Ross, you're acquainted with, like, the PS4 or, like, the PS5, Xbox X area, right? Well, like, Microsoft's kind of been lacking in that department.
PS5 bodied them.
Yeah, they bodied them 2 years, yes, sir. Two generations in a row. So I'm kind of thinking, like, what's up with Microsoft in that scenario? Like they got the money. Like, why aren't they producing the better product?
Yeah.
And they also, like, I mean, I guess the games that they have on Microsoft's, on, like, the Xbox are nearly as good as the PS5. So I'm gonna kill Microsoft.
Killing Microsoft.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're gonna kill Apple, bro?
I don't know.
Everybody has an Apple.
I know, but
the numbers are declining.
I feel like their competitors have a lot more growth to do than they do.
True.
So I think the gap between them and their competitors is going to get a lot smaller. Maybe not in the next couple years, but like later down the road. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, like, the only thing that's really changing with Apple is their camera.
Yeah, true.
And
but everybody owns one.
Everybody owns
it's
one, yeah.
It's like a generational thing.
But
if you
think
don't own Apple, you get made fun of.
You do. It is a generational thing, but I think at some point down the line, there's going to be a phone that, I don't know, Microsoft with Samsung and everything. Samsung's been...
Have you seen their camera, bro?
Samsung has way long... That's what I'm saying. You say Microsoft falling behind. I say they have a lot more room for growth.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Maybe in the next 10 years, though, you think Microsoft is going to be a competitor with
Apple? I think the Google phone is going to compete with Apple.
Yeah,
I don't think Samsung
is. I could see that, but I believe it's a minimum 10 years away for us to be really talking about the Google phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, Google phone becomes as much of an entity as the iPhone is, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess that kind of concludes our fuck, marry, kill of the stock market. Ross, I got a question for you.
What's up?
What is your favorite sector in the market right now? Like, where are you looking to invest your money in? And, or maybe just looking at your portfolio itself, where's the majority of your money invested in?
Jagex? I mean, anything renewable energy.
Sustainable stuff?
Sustainable energy, electric vehicles, that whole kind of corner of the market is just what?
I was just thinking about Jagex.
Jagex? All right, don't invest in Jagex. The hype is gone.
He bought it post-merger.
I got confused.
He bought it post-merger. That's like, imagine, like, buying, like, CCIV after it merges with, like, Lucid Motors, and you're buying...
After the merger falls through and it goes back down to 10.
Dude, it's undervalued. It was at, like, 35. Dude, that's funny.
Okay, but I would... Yeah, anything renewable energy, because it's the future. Especially in the next 4 years, with Biden and that whole administration, they're going to do so much for, like, environmental stuff. And I think within the next 4 years, we're going to see the most growth from that sector, especially electric vehicles. Now, GE, or GM, General Motors, said they're going to be all electric by 2025. That would be huge.
Yeah. I think it's... that's just, again, going towards... You see major corporations... in countries, even like China, they want to get rid of all gas powered vehicles by 2035. So you see this change by sorry about that, we had a little bit of an issue, don't even worry about it. But yeah, we were talking about major corporations kind of just supporting the whole EV sustainable energy stuff. I'm especially a big fan of the tech sector, so yeah, a lot of room for improvement, a lot of room to grow, a lot of disruptive innovation and technologies in that whole area right there. So I'm a pretty big fan of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of making easy money, Ross, what's your favorite crime?
Oh, I'd have to say theft.
Like, are we talking like robbery?
Heist. Like a GTA type heist.
Okay.
Big money.
Have you thought of exactly where you would...
The Royal Mint.
Where? Where is that?
I don't know. I just watched Money Heist, and they robbed the Royal Mint.
That's in, like, Spain or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd rob the
Royal Mint. I'd rob the Royal Mint in Spain.
Is it... Okay, so would you rob... I would have to definitely pick a bank heist, because I think it's just dope as fuck. Would you do it for the money... Or would you do it because it's dope as fuck?
I'd probably... Well, it's a lot for the money. Okay. Because, you know, it's a lot of money.
That's fair. That's but you could also do stuff like insider trading where you don't even have to move a muscle.
I could. So, yeah, it's pretty dope. Just to be like, yeah, I robbed one of the most secure banks in the world.
Would you do it like the professionals do? Where you... plan it out for months.
Oh, 100%.
Know whether or not the security guard likes two tomatoes on it.
That's like the most fun part.
I think that would be...
I think I would be like the professor. That's the role. That's the role that I would like.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a question. Pick three celebrities or famous people that you would want on your heist team.
Immediately what comes to mind is Dwayne The Rock
Johnson. I was thinking the same
immediately
thing.
Because, what, 6'5", 200, and probably...
He's the brawn.
He is. I mean, just dope as fuck. He's charismatic, too.
He is.
So not only...
He could get us on the inside.
He definitely could. Let me think of who else is... I have a soft spot for people who are very charismatic, because I believe that is...
You gotta believe you can do it.
You got to.
You gotta have the confidence.
Part of me wants to say something like Leonardo DiCaprio or someone along those lines, because I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio just has that.
It's deception.
You know what I mean? Like, he could walk into a bank, the Royal Mint, and he'd dress up as one of the guards and be like, yeah, 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 I work here. And they're like, no, you don't. And I'm like, oh, you didn't hear about me?
He's probably so good at lying.
Yeah, I believe he just has that charisma and that little... And especially, he's a... I mean, I'm not gonna say he's a big dude, but he's also like he could probably take care of himself.
Yeah.
Right.
If you gave him some couple months to get in shape.
Yeah. You definitely would have him on as your team as more of that sweet talker guy.
Yeah.
Kind of like the professor in the Money Heist. He's like the charismatic dude too. No, maybe what about like someone like Elon Musk or something like that? Just the pure brains of
yeah.
I mean, like, think of that. That would just be
Elon.
Do you know Mark Rober? Have you seen that? Do you know who that guy is?
I don't.
God, he's just like you should look him up after this. He does a ton of like crazy engineering physics YouTube videos where yesterday he uploaded a video of where he created a robot and he programmed it to kick like an 80 or 70 yard field goal.
Jeez.
And it had like two tons of force behind the like kick or whatever. So he like, I don't know, he's just like a really smart dude who knows like engineering and physics. But Elon Musk,
Elon's a good one.
I would definitely have to say, because he's just a smart dude overall. And he's just a funny, goofy guy. You know, bring some lighthearted culture to the team, especially during a bank heist.
I agree.
So.
That's a good team.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, I could definitely, the only person I'm kind of iffy on is DiCaprio.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean?
He's interchangeable. Because I feel like The Rock really brings a really big presence, especially with like who he is as a person and also like his like stature. Elon, obviously, he's a freaking genius. DiCaprio, if you give me a little bit more time, I bet I could
find like, a better. I feel like Dwayne Johnson could do what DiCaprio would be in charge of doing.
I agree. But for right now, that's where the list is going to stay.
That's a solid list.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's just about it.
It is.
Before we go, I'd like to give a shout out to our number one fan. She's listening in all the way from Rochester.
They're
gonna say Russia. Yeah. Lauren, if you're out there listening, we appreciate you. And I mean, first episode we've already got listeners in Rochester. So if that doesn't prove to you guys the web we are creating within the financial world, you should probably hop on board now before it's too late.
We love you, by the way.
We do.
A lot. Like, beyond belief.
So much. It's unbelievable.
Alright, yeah, that's it. See you guys next week.